2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. Countdown to Super Tuesday, 6 days on KSL News Radio, Utah's news station.
Good afternoon. It's 4 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. We have a few clouds, 46 degrees.
And a new crash northbound I-15 to 21st South. I'm Steve Carlson.
KSL's top story. In just an hour, Lori Vallow is going back to court in Hawaii to request lower bail. Her lawyer says the current $5 million is too high for the crime she's accused of. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is joining us live now with the latest. Paul?
Jeff, some analysts say it's really not uncommon for a defense attorney to have more than one request for bail reduction. At the same time, though,
it's more uncommon that the judge will adjust the bail.
Defense attorney Greg Scordis, who is not connected to this case, says he'd be very surprised if it comes down to even close to what her attorneys are asking for. She's already ignored orders to appear in Idaho, and even if the charges she's facing currently are not serious, there are likely more serious charges coming. And apart from that, Scordis says there isn't much her team can do to prove that bail should be lowered.
She can have her two kids walk into the courtroom and they'll reduce it to next to nothing, but that's just not going to happen.
Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 401. New details about a man who's suspected of starting the huge Brian Head fire. Here's Todd Fuchs.
Jeff, he had some charges against him dropped today. The Brian Head fire in 2017, it burned 13 homes, 71,000 acres. A judge dismissed a charge of reckless burning against Robert Lyman. His lawyer had been arguing that he took precautions before burning a pile of wood on his property before that got out of control. Lyman used to be a basketball coach at West High School. If convicted at his trial in March, Lyman could get 6 months in jail and a $1,000 fine.
High on the Hill 2020.
Lawmakers in the anti-gerrymandering group reached a tentative deal on Prop 4 today. Prop 4 would make an independent group that would draw congressional and school district boundaries. This controversy started because lawmakers disagreed with requiring lines to achieve partisan symmetry. Details of the deal are under wraps till tomorrow, but Senate President Stuart Adams says he thinks they're all landing in the right spot. And ahead of Utah's first Super Tuesday, Bernie is going to put in some FaceTime.
Countdown to Super Tuesday.
Lindsay Ayrtz live at the KSL Elections Desk.
Todd, Bernie Sanders will be in Salt Lake for a rally Monday. It's at the Utah State Fair Park. It starts at noon. One of his volunteers here says he's feeling Bernie's momentum.
In questions of electability, like, it's pretty obvious. Like, this guy who, you know, is cantankerous, looks like he combs his hair with a balloon, and he's just winning state after state.
Joshua Cameron says he thinks Bernie can win by more than the nearly 80% he did in 2016.
So I think that this is going to be a great 1-2 punch.
This will be Sanders' first visit to Utah this election. Live at the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ayrtz, KSL News Radio.
At least 8 people shot in a workplace in Milwaukee this afternoon. Maria Chaleos with more live at the KSL National News Desk.
Todd, an employee was fired this afternoon, returning to the Molson Coors headquarters and opening fire on his co-workers. 7 people are dead and nerves are rattled.
I was afraid for my dear life with my baby.
A lockdown on nearby schools and businesses has now been lifted. Police say the shooter is among the dead. 4 men in Washington State, Texas, Florida, and Arizona are under arrest, accused of being violent extremists. The FBI's Ray Duda says they were part of a neo-Nazi hate group that was holding military-style training and vowing to accelerate the collapse of civilization using violence and mass murder.
The subjects arrested today crossed the line from protected ideas and speech to illegal acts of intimidation and coercion.
Their targets were allegedly reporters and members of the Anti-Defamation League who had put a spotlight on their behavior. After nearly 200 attempts, the House of Representatives passes a bill that would make lynching a federal hate crime.
Lynching is a blot on the history of America.
The Emmett Till Ant Lynching Act is named after the African-American teenager whose brutal murder in 1955 sparked the civil rights movement. The bill must still clear the Senate and be signed by the president before becoming law. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
If the coronavirus gets here in Utah, what do we do? KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly on what the State Health Department and Governor Gary Herbert are recommending.
The governor says this is a great time to remind people of basic cleanliness. He says wash your hands thoroughly and don't sneeze on others. And while he says we shouldn't panic, he does say this virus spreads very quickly.
I think we all ought to be concerned and we ought to be, as the Boy Scout motto say, prepared.
Herbert says that includes using face masks, especially if we get word the coronavirus is taking hold in the United States. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
Other national stories we're following. A congressional committee wants to make it easier and cheaper for you if you buy live sports or concert tickets.
The House Oversight and Investigation Subcommittee Chair Diana DeGette asking the CEOs of major online concert and sport ticket sellers
to explain why they wait until the very end of the buying process to pile on fees instead of providing the total cost up front.
The ticket company's admitting it's a good idea, but no one will do it until Congress forces everyone to, which means those pile-on fees won't go away anytime soon. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
KSL News Time is 4:05.